acting as a foreign agent without notifying the U.S. Attorney General and lying to U.S. authorities following a week-long trial in Brooklyn federal court.
经过布鲁克林联邦法院为期一周的审判后，陪审团裁定对王淑君的四项指控罪名成立，包括隐瞒美国政府、充当及密谋充当中共代理人、非法使用身份资讯、向执法机关提供虚假陈述。
Wong, who immigrated to the United States in 1994, was arrested in March 2022. He could face up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced on January 9th, 2025.
王淑君于1994年移居美国，2022年被捕，法官定于明年1月9日量刑。王淑君面临最高25年的监禁。
Federal prosecutors said Wong Shujun portrayed himself as a fierce opponent of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to gain the trust of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, advocates of Taiwan independence, and campaigners for Uyghur and Tibetan rights.
联邦检察官表示，被告王淑君假扮成反共的民运人士及学者，担任胡耀邦赵子阳纪念基金会秘书长，赢得海外支持香港、台湾、维吾尔族和西藏人权人士的信任。
Prosecutors said Wong was actually spying on the activists and sharing his findings with four officials of the Chinese Ministry of State Security, MSS, and Intelligence Service.
检察官说，王淑君实际上秘密地为中共的情报机构收集和报告相关人权人士的敏感信息。
According to prosecutors, Wong was first approached by Chinese intelligence when he encountered an official who worked for Qingdao State Security Bureau, a regional branch of the MSS, while he was visiting his hometown Qingdao in 2003. The interactions between the CCP's intelligence officers and Wong continued before Wong was arrested in 2022.
检察官指出，2003年，王淑君第一次回家乡青岛时，遇到了一名在青岛安全局工作的官员。该局是中共国安全局的一个地区分支机构。从那以后，中共情报机构一直保持与王淑君直接或间接联系，直到他2022年被捕。
As reported by Radio Free Asia, during the trial, the prosecutors also seemed to show a closer connection between the work of the officials from the Overseas Chinese Affairs with those of the MSS intelligence officers.
据自由亚洲电台报道，在审判过程中，检察官还揭示，中共华侨事务官员的工作与国安情报人员的工作之间存在更密切的联系。
FBI agents searched Wong's house and found contact information for individuals working for the Qingdao Overseas Chinese Affairs Office and the Chinese Consulate in New York, including their private phone numbers.
联邦调查局探员搜查了王淑君的家，找到了青岛侨务办公室和中国驻纽约领事馆工作人员的联系信息，包括他们的私人电话号码。
Australian expert witness Alex Joski testified in court that the MSS, the Overseas Chinese Affairs Office, and the Chinese consulates work together under the United Front Work System.This system is the leading body responsible for coordinating and carrying out the Chinese Communist Party's influence work.
澳大利亚专家证人亚历克斯·乔斯克在法庭作证时表示，中共国安部、侨务办和中共领事馆在统战部系统下协同工作。中共统战部是负责协调和开展中共影响力工作的领导机构。
Brio Peace, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, said in a statement after the verdict was announced, the indictment could have been the plot of a spy novel, but the evidence is shockingly real that the defendant was a secret agent for the Chinese government.
纽约东区联邦检察官皮斯于判决后在声明中表示，这份起诉书的情节宛如间谍小说，但惊人的是，证据确凿地显示被告是中共政府的秘密代理。
Wong's attorney Zachary Margulis Onuma argued Wong was not acting as a CCP agent, but rather spoke to the intelligence officials about the pro-democracy movement to win their support and promote social change.
王淑君的律师马古利斯·奥努马辩称，王淑君并不是以中共特工的身份行事，而是向情报官员谈论民主运动，以赢得他们的支持并促进社会变革。
However, Margulis Onuma said he respected the jury's verdict and would request a sentence that spares Wang Shujun the agony of prison.
不过，马古利斯·奥努马表示，他尊重陪审团的裁决，并要求判处王淑君免遭监狱服刑痛苦的判决。
Wong's case is part of a broader U.S. campaign against Chinese espionage operations. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn has filed charges against dozens of people over the past several years, accusing them of espionage or similar crimes.
王淑君案是美国针对中共间谍活动进行打击的一部分。布鲁克林联邦法院在过去几年中对数十人提出指控，指控他们从事间谍活动或类似犯罪。
In 2023, a former police detective Michael McMahon and two other individuals were found guilty of working secretly for the Chinese government and harassing someone in the United States trying to illegally extradite them to China, where they'd likely be put on trial.
2023年，前纽约市警察迈克尔·麦克马洪及另两人因充当非法中共代理人并跟踪和恐吓在美国的华人居民而被定罪。中共试图通过监视和恐吓活动向这些华人施加压力，迫使他们回大陆受审。
How about giving back to your community in a cool way while helping your family eat better? Well, you can. It's all in the name, Plant a Row, Grow a Row, an organization that helps you help others. Plant vegetables and donate them to your local food bank. Get how-to tips and more information about this innovative idea at www.growarow.org.
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now we're going to showcase you some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Alex Homer's, and the song is called Birds, which is from the album titled Burgundy, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.alexwhorms.com. That is alexwhorms.com. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉圈的秀的音乐节目。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐几首加拿大音乐人新近推出的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Alex Holmes 演唱的歌曲名字叫做 Birds。It's called It's Beautiful, which is from the album titled Fine State, released in 2019. 下面请大家欣赏来自 Heather Banbrick 演唱的歌曲 It's Beautiful.
Drops against the pane. Hear the lightning shatter as it thunders its refrain. But to you,
It's like a melody no composer has ever created. You're in love, and everything you hear is beautiful. See, the sky is clouded, not a trace of sun in view. See, the world is crowded like the lady in the shoe. But it's like a vision in a dream that no artist has ever created. You're in love, and everything you see is beautiful. There's no room for sorrow today or tomorrow. Enjoy each little pleasure that's surrounding you. So chase the blues away. They can wait another day. And cast off the gloom that is grounding you. So open your heart and you'll feel the breeze that's blowing as it cools the early night. Where a rose is growing, you will smell it sweet and bright. There's a world for you to make your own that nobody has ever created. You're in love, and you will realize it's beautiful.
From the album titled Baritone Madness, released in 2019. And by the way, Baritone Madness was formed by Pat Bellevue, Keith O'Rourke, and Garen Bain, to bring the magic of baritone saxophone to audiences across North America. And now please enjoy A Long Time Coming. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Baritone Madness 乐队演奏的乐曲 A Long Time Coming.
可惜我的眼睛，你远远地待在那个城那个路那个房那个的那扇窗口，我静静地放着你给我的 CD 音乐当作背景，怎么找都不再煽情。我记得你习惯闭着眼抱着我，好像我是你的脸笑嘻嘻。我不知该如何对你笑，对你哭，张着嘴不理你像个机器。你的世界，我的日子，好像没有谁对谁发过脾气，过得太快，来不及。
Of today, and please join next Saturday noon on CJ.
CJSF 90.1 FM. And have a great weekend. 听朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是来自范晓萱演唱的《我要我们在一起》。那今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《抉择》。在这里呢，何西特别感谢您和我在一起，又度过了一个周六的午间美好时光。祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。